perfume. Tick. Friends on the way. Tick. They'd have a slap-up lunch and an excellent gossip. Then she'd suggest a mooch around the shops and go crazy with her credit card, knowing that the other three would all support her wholeheartedly in this decision. To a woman, they were excellent enablers when it came to shopping matters. Talking of which, there was Laura striding across the road right now, regardless of a red Ford Focus that braked sharply, the driver gesturing something rude and cross at the wheel. But Laura, smiling as she saw India, was quite oblivious, her long blonde hair tousling in a breeze, her handbag sliding off one shoulder as she waved. And there too was Eve, coming from the other direction, all high cheekbones and poise with the mix of Ghanaian and Scandinavian in her jeans. As ever, she looked neat and crease-free in a white bodycon dress, her hair a glossy dark waterfall as she paused to wait at the crossing. Oh, and three out of three! Here was Joe as well, stopping to take a call and... India pushed up her sunglasses and leaned forward nosily to see better. Whoa! Was down-to-earth, no-nonsense Joe actually giggling and blushing as she chatted into her phone? Yes, she most certainly was. Joe's round, freckled face was suffused with pink, and she was putting a hand up to her cheek in a... well, there was no other word to describe it. A flirtatious way. What was that all about then, eh? Hello, hello! The four of them kissed and embraced, laughing at their simultaneous arrivals, as if they were a well-rehearsed mini flash mob descending on India. Happy birthday! You look gorgeous. What are we drinking? Oh, she loved these women with all her heart, India thought fondly, as Eve took charge, asking for menus and the wine list, and Laura flapped around, unpeeling a silk scarf and not noticing as it slithered to the floor. And Jo stuffed her phone in her bag, still pink in the cheeks with a, yes, a secretive sort of smile, India observed. Curiouser and curiouser. The four of them had known each other for years now, finding one another through different channels. She and Eve had met at an antenatal yoga group, for instance, forming a bond as they disgraced themselves by sniggering childishly at the woman in front of them, who kept farting through her downward dog pose. Then Eve had introduced her to Jo, having known her since school, and on another night, Jo had brought along her sister, Laura, too. And just like that, they became a foursome, an all-conquering group of friends who would drop anything for one another when the chips were down. They'd been a tag team of support throughout Jo's divorce the previous spring, getting her drunk, helping her find a new flat, dragging her out shopping, whatever it had taken. They had lived through the pain and misery of Laura's miscarriages with her as well, holding her hand, bringing her cake, comforting her as best they could through the agony. And Eve had always been a total rock when it came to scooping up India's kids whenever there was some A&E crisis or other. It was good to know that someone had your back in your hour of need. Three someones, in fact. But they were there for good times as well as the bad. That was the loveliest thing. For birthdays, of course, but also every month for gossip and wine at someone's house. And here they were now, making India feel loved and special, ordering champagne, complimenting her on her blouse, pressing beautifully wrapped gifts on her. Yes, she thought, feeling a rush of contentment as she decided on the mustard chicken and skinny chips and eyed up the delights of the dessert menu further down the page. Come to Mama. This was more like it. Friends and sunshine and a generously filled bread basket. The smell of chips and perfume. The clink of bracelets at her wrist. Oh, it was heavenly, it really was. I fully intend to be drunk and incapable of anything later, she'd warned Dan, her husband, prior to leaving the house, to which he'd rolled his eyes and replied deadpan, you surprise me. So, she said now, helping herself to a chunk of crusty baguette and slathering it with salted butter. Down to business. Joe Nichols, I think you should know that I spotted you giggling coyly into your phone just now. Is there something you want to tell us? Joe looked startled, then turned bright red. Well, she said sheepishly, at which they all pounced. What? Cried Laura, choking on a breadcrumb in her surprise. I knew it! Exclaimed India, clapping her hands together. Eve put down her butter knife and leaned forward. We're all ears, she said. Joe hadn't known whether or